And now, ladies and gentlemen, our next presenter is a man by the name of Dr. Scott Bell, Dr. Robert Scott Bell. I first met him when I was on his show, and then people kept saying, you got to listen to his show. I started listening to his show, and his show is absolutely incredible. And if you haven't listened to or heard Dr. Robert Scott Bell, you got to take some notes. This will be one of these presentations you're going to want to take notes for. So, ladies and gentlemen, please stand to your feet and greet Dr. Robert Scott Bell.
Thank you, Clay. Love you, my brother. Thank you, Clay. Thank you so much. Thanks for inviting me onto this stage, and I'm just honored to be here with you. Blessed. By the way, that We Are the Champions song that Simone Gold played, she is a champion, but it just reminds me that Fauci also killed Freddie Mercury. Yeah. Yeah, the moment they said PCR, I knew it was a scam from the beginning. So, well, welcome. This is the time to help you through whatever scamdemic they throw at you next, especially after you heard from Brian Artis and what's coming. I want to help you with that. So this is going to be a little bit of a proactive seminar for you, if you will. So I just want to acknowledge my wife, Nancy, 27 years married, my son and my daughter, 22 and 17, never been vaccinated, never once had an antibiotic. That's right. And it's pretty impressive because I was on the antibiotic of the week growing up. Did they have that club? Were you in that club? You know that one. My wife as well. My wife is a retired DC. I'm a homeopath. Don't be frightened. I've been banned on YouTube and Spotify. We're in good company. And, you know, the question is, how do you raise healthy kids if you've been chronically ill your whole life, which I was from 0 to 24 years of age? And it tells me a lot about the healing power of God, because prayer was that starting point for me. I prayed to God. I petitioned God, please help me. I'm suffering with my illnesses from the day I was born, and God bless the doctors, they meant well, but they treated me as if I was deficient in poison. Approved by the Fear and Death Administration. I mean, the Food and Drug Administration, that's right. So the prayers that I petitioned to God, it didn't send me a lightning bolt from the sky for a miraculous, magical healing. In fact, it took a number of years before I would find a healer that could teach me how to heal myself. But this is the conclusion I came to as a homeopath for now 30 years. My job is not to find the right remedy for you or anyone. It's to reconnect you to the source of all healing, your divinity. That's right. Healing comes from God, not government. But we've been programmed so heavily to believe that these go-betweens, these people with licenses and medical degrees, know more than God in healing. No. Where did modern medicine go wrong? Well, there's a famous thing that happened in 1910. Abraham and Simon Flexner were paid big bucks by the Rockefeller and Carnegie Foundations. And that was to establish medical school education that would eliminate all competition to the emerging field of petrochemicals that would eventually be, again, licensed and approved by that FDA that is, in fact, killing us. Has killed millions of Americans and continues to do so. The Flexner Report of 1910, that's in a chapter of the book I wrote with my good buddy Ty Bollinger. Everybody knows Ty Bollinger, Truth About Cancer and all that. Propaganda Exposed, Uncensored Edition is about to launch again. So if you haven't checked that out, you'll find out about that. So here's the pop quiz question of the day. What is the most dangerous thing you can have in America today? The most dangerous thing. Ooh, you guys are on. No wrong answers here, but take a look at this. The most dangerous thing you can have in America is really good medical insurance. I know. Some of you are going, what? What do you mean by that? Well, because modern medicine has become the third leading cause of death. This was in the year 2000, the Journal of the American Medical Association. Barbara Starfield commissioned a report, and she said basically number three. But I argue that it's number one because it includes the cause of cancer and heart disease, number two and one. That which they give you, the poisons they give you. So why do we give credence to those people who are merely pill pushers? We must go beyond it. People like Dr. Simone Gold, like Dr. Brian Artis, these are good doctors doing their best to bring sanity back into the healthcare system that has long been a disease creation and disease management system. So let's look at people that know nutrition and toxicology, and we'll do much better. But if you still want a doctor, here's the question to ask. How often do you have a bowel movement? And if they're going less than you, which they probably are, that disqualifies them right there. Because you know what they're full of. We've got to do better. Man, if you're not going at least once a day, there's a problem. All right, so now let's get into the nutrition discussion here. I'm going to give you some insight so you don't have to walk through life in fear, because it is kind of scary when they start throwing out, you know, snail toxins and snake venoms and things like that. In homeopathy, we have the counter to those things as well, but there are a lot of nutritional supplements and minerals that God created that we need to bring back into our lives, back into our food supply. And one of those things is interesting. Most of all the manifestations of COVID and even COVID jab symptoms are identical to copper deficiency. And I love the metals, gold, silver, and copper. You know, I use them as money as well. They've kind of taken that away from us, but we're trying to bring that back too. But I want to talk about how many of you were told take a lot of zinc and vitamin C during COVID, right? That was important. But a lot of them forgot to tell you that when you do that zinc and vitamin C, you wipe out your copper stores. You reduce the copper. And that copper is critical because it's essential for dealing with inflammation. Chronic systemic inflammation, cytokine storms that can be deadly in the absence of copper. And I have people that tell me, oh my gosh, I had too much copper. My doctor told me I had a blood test after a heart event and I had too much copper. Well, the reason was your body was intelligent, is intelligent, created by God to know what to do. And it was dumping copper into the bloodstream to counter the inflammation and damage to the heart. You weren't toxic in copper. Your body was relinquishing copper to cool the inflammation that was occurring due to COVID or COVID jabs. Fatigue, long COVID, anemia. 99.9% of all anemia is not iron deficiency. It's a lack of copper. And heart disease. How many of you, when you were growing up like me, knew all of your friends were getting heart attacks? Right? All your kid, your friend. You were elementary, right? This is crazy. They're trying to normalize kids with heart attacks. Now, how many of you eat liver every week? That's what our moms and dads used to, like, Grandpa, we don't do that anymore. So we don't eat copper-rich foods. But even the things that are on this list that are copper-rich are not as copper-rich. And even if you were in great shape and eating those copper-rich foods, you'd be getting 30 to 40% maybe absorption. But we don't have good digestion. So we got to recognize that chemical agriculture has destroyed the availability, the bioavailability of minerals in the food. And on this list, you can see over the last 70, 80 years, they've tested the soils. Guess which mineral has been depleted more than any other? It's copper. Almost 80% reduced. And I want you to know of the many properties copper has. This is interesting. What are the two drugs that were most successful in helping people survive COVID? Ivermectin, hydroxychloroquine, both what? Anti-parasitic drugs. Well, isn't that interesting? God made copper antiparasitic, one of the most potent natural antiparasitic substances on the planet. Yeah, pretty amazing, huh? Now, connective tissue issue, cardiac issue. Every bit of connective tissue needs, like a brick or brick wall, needs mortar to hold it together. So you have this visual, copper is like the mortar that holds it all together. Without the copper, the connective tissue is weak. Cardiac, vascular, etc. This is a very serious issue. And if you want to get the vitamin D from the sun that you want to stay in the sun longer, make sure you have enough copper. And you won't wrinkle either. Yeah, I know. It's pretty cool. Now I got you. Right? Vanity. It always gets us. Copper works with selenium, another of my favorite minerals. Selenium is key for protecting the heart and so many cells. In fact, selenium is the number one anti-cancer mineral on the planet, reversing and beating cancer. In fact, my good friend Jonathan Emord, who may be running for the United States Senate out of Virginia to defeat Tim Kaine in 2 years, he's amazing. You want to know about Emord4VA, Emord4VA.com. He beat the FDA in court a world record 8 times. Yeah, on selenium and other issues. And yet the FDA said to the court, we don't care. We're going to make you a criminal if you say anything about selenium curing cancer. But we got some things happening here. This is exciting. Selenium, copper. We're going to help you to protect yourself and others that are suffering, whether that would be from COVID or COVID jabs. We got to protect the heart. The one thing you can't see here is that conserving energy by reducing swelling. We talked about inflammation. I mentioned that. Conserving that energy so that you're not depleted to the point of death. Copper is critical for that. And of course, it has a side benefit. And that side benefit is liver detoxification. Do you know any drug with a side benefit of liver detoxification? No, of course not. But I want to reiterate this, preventing the heart from swelling, cardiomyopathy, myocarditis, pericarditis, all of these things related to copper. I don't mean to oversimplify it because there's a lot more to this story, but even if you just bring one mineral back into your system, it can have a transformative effect on the entire metabolism of the body. And bringing it in the right form is also important, the right amount. There's a lot of people that are afraid of the wrong things. You know, I bring up selenium, and doctors go, oh, don't take too much selenium. In the meantime, they're poisoning you with chemotherapy and killing you. But be careful of the selenium, right? The selenium that would protect you from dying from chemo poisoning. And so it's the same thing with copper. They're afraid of copper. Don't be afraid, but get it in the right form and the right amount. I'm going to get to that now. This is what I would recommend everybody, and you can click on that or take a picture of that, and you'll find your way through to get a safe form of copper. This is a bioactive copper hydrosol coming in a liquid form. You can drink a tablespoon a day, 3 tablespoons a day. You're only at one half of the RDI, so you're never going to become toxic with this. Because it's in that bioactive form, it's immediately available to facilitate. Most people describe the energy is coming back. Because if I didn't describe it, I will right now. The key for adenosine triphosphate ATP production is copper and magnesium. So those people with long COVID or chronic fatigue long before they had COVID, we're talking a copper deficiency once again, along with magnesium. The two together help facilitate the production of ATP, the energy that we need. Now, who wants to protect yourself from died suddenly? That's the next level we're going to right now. And you may have heard Dr. Judy Mikovits talk about this as well. She's sensational, one of the smartest people on the planet. The endo, you know Judy, yes. I wish, I give her a big hug every time I see her. Now, this is critical because the endothelial attack, it's the attack on the endothelium under COVID and so many things, the inflammation of the cardiovascular system, but also the lymphatic system. Endothelial tissue is everywhere. In fact, if you unfurled all of your endothelium, it would cover 6 tennis courts. That's a lot of surface area, isn't it? And whether you believe it's spike proteins or snake venoms or conotoxins, all of these things attack endothelial tissue and blood as well. And copper, again, I come back to with blood issues, coagulation issues, proper oxygenation issues. There's so much I want to tell you in a short time. And that includes the ability to oxygenate your blood. How many of you heard about people with low blood oxygen saturation levels? And what did they do? They turned on a fire hose of air and destroyed tissue instead of bringing copper back into oxygenate. So what are we going to do? Nitric oxide. This study by Malinsky showed that nitric oxide facilitates the sustaining of healthy endothelium. And that cardiomiracle is the miracle that also reduces peroxynitrite simultaneous to that. So when you elevate nitric oxide, you do not harm yourself. This is it. This is the special offer. Get this stuff, get on it, and you'll see what you can facilitate in terms of oxygenation and protection of the entire vascular system. And there I am in the gym in 56 years of age after 24 years of chronic ailments, and I'm whooping up on 20-somethings and 30-somethings every year and winning the championship each week. You can do it too. This is how you recover, and I am blessed to be here with you. Now you want to know more? Yeah. So listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show right now. Pick up your phone and text my initials, RSB, to 22828 so you can get plugged into the news that I deliver 2 hours a day, 6 days a week to bring the power to heal back to you where it belongs. And that's not my words. That's God's words. The power to heal is yours. God bless you. I hope to see you on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Thank you, Clay Clark. I love you. Thank you for bringing me here to help these folks out. Appreciate you so much.
All right, a couple quick follow-up questions for you, because people are kind of new to your show here. Yes. What do you talk about on your show?
Well, health, freedom, and healing liberty is my fundamental starting point. But as a homeopath, I learned as a growing up in a medical family, I didn't know any of this. And I figured I got to speak to my fellow Americans about, man, we have been missing the boat on natural medicine, healthcare, healing. And so it's about all of that.
How many shows do you put out a week?
6 2-hour-plus shows a week.
And where's the best place to find you? Of all the places, where's the best place?
RobertScottBell.com. Like I said, I'm banned on a number of places, but you'll find me if you just come on over to my website or text my initials to that number.
Final two questions, and I'm done harassing you. No, are you a member of the deep state?
Man, I dove into the deep end of God's wisdom to bring it back out to my family, my life, and you as well. So in that deep sense, yes, but not deep state.
No, I mention this because how many of you have been looking for voices of truth where you can like hear the truth without a big pharma ad?
Right. Yeah, we don't take pharmaceutical money.
That's and so again, is there a particular guest you've interviewed recently where you'd say, that's very interesting, that would be like one show to listen to? If there's one.
The one that Clay was on?
No, that's the bad show. That's the bad show. What was the good show?
The one that Brian Artis was on?
Listen,
1,600 guests plus and counting. And I only count them once, even if they've been on multiple times. So I can't keep up with everybody. But there's been amazing years, 23 years. I opened the broadcast microphone in 1999.
Wow.
Before there were podcasts. Like, what is that? It was all radio. Now we're doing this, and I'm so glad. And I hope everybody here starts a podcast. We need more of your voices. We must tell our stories. And this is how we bypass the censorship weapon that they have.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I appreciate you. Let's hear it for him one more time, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you all. God bless you. Thank you so much, Clay.
I appreciate you. No, seriously, thank you.
Thank you.
Awesome.